The Mall of America is 10 years old this weekend. With more than 40 million visitors a year, the mall lives up to its name. It's the biggest attraction in America. More people visit it than Graceland, the Grand Canyon, and Disneyland combined. But when the Mall of America opened, the critics were not so kind. They called it a soulless space and the center of the geography of nowhere. Writer Ian Fraser often flies over Bloomington, Minnesota, where the mall is located. He describes it in a recent magazine article as looking from the air like a Garfield cat doll with a suction cup paws as the four anchor stores, a somewhat surreal vision.
That this would suddenly be in this Midwestern farm field, this gigantic shopping place, you know, and it's, what, been 100 years since the Mattawakaton Indians lived there, and it just seems amazing that it should so quickly go from a kind of Midwestern fantasy to this a fantasy that's just really basically about shopping.
And so it's just sort of plunked down in the middle of a field?
Yeah, it is.
So do you think the Mall of America is a particularly Midwest phenomenon, or is it just that there's much more space out there to build such a huge mall?
Well, it is a Minnesota phenomenon in that the first mall was built in Minnesota in order to extend the amount of time that people could shop. That is, in the winters, it was just too cold to go from store to store. And so a guy who owned a big department store in Minneapolis came up with the idea of making an enclosed, a large enclosed shopping place with many different stores in it. And that idea began in Minnesota. And so, in that sense, it is definitely a Midwestern idea.
A lot of cultural commentators decry the mallification of America, but it seems like a lot of people, millions and millions of people, are happy to shop in malls. So is there anything wrong with that?
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think you should know where the stuff you're buying comes from. At the USA Pride America store, where they sell all kinds of patriotic hats and T-shirts and so on, I could not find one item that was made in the United States.
So what do you like about the Mall of America?
The mall is on the site of the former Metropolitan Stadium.
And that's where the Minnesota Twins played?
Yeah, they did, and the Vikings also played there. And in this kind of obscure corner of the mall, there's a little brass plaque in the floor that says this was home plate when this place was a stadium. So for a number of years in the 60s and 70s. And just the thought that, you know, now where you can buy, there's a store where all the stuff is just Snoopy stuff.
Uh-huh.
And that's the exact place where, you know, Drew Pearson made his famous catch in the Vikings-Cowboys football game back in the 70s, and it was this terribly controversial call where there was practically a riot in the stadium. And trying to imagine this previous history on top of which a mall has been imposed, somehow it just interested me. So that place, that part of the mall where that little home plate plaque is, I always go and visit that and just stand there and kind of imagine, gee, Reggie Jackson once stood here and hit a home run, you know?
Uh-huh.
But it's so weird because now they're just, you know, kids walking by eating cotton candy or, you know, that the present is superimposed on the past as if to erase it completely. And yet, you know, the past is not that long ago.
Ian Fraser is the author of The Mall of America, an article in last month's Atlantic Monthly.